Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games. Today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight in the Pendragon RPG, our terrible warriors will be taking on the Trois Boars. And as always, we are sponsored by NobleKnight.com. And what was the other one?
Offworlddesigns.com, where you use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order. Good for international customers as well.
Do you think there's ever going to be a time that I'm not going to screw that intro up?
You know what? It just comes with practice. And the
well, here's the thing. I do. The sponsor tag is the only thing I have a hard time with. It's just the proper intro. Anyway!
Do you have it written on a piece of paper that you read it off of?
Ha! I don't write things down. The players could read it.
Sounds like you need cue cards.
Flash card.
From cuecard.com.
Anyway, when last we left off, King Arthur had knighted our knights. Sweet.
Yes, yes.
And had given you all your quest to retrieve the three items of Lady Margaret.
See, write your pronouns down there just like that.
Yeah, that'll work great.
All right, we got
of Lady Margaret, the comb, the hairpin, and the key to the chastity belt.
So
I know I'm wrong.
Dibs.
Go kill six.
Did you
numbers.
Roll randomly for this?
No, it's what it was described to me. I know the third item is wrong, but that's just what I was told when I did this quest. The third item is the key to the chastity belt, and the lusty knight went after that one too.
And that's how you know it's a national problem.
Yeah. You're not gonna use it, Birdman.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. She's engaged.
I'm gonna roll that bitch. I seduced the bar wench on a three. I can do it again.
No, you
stop
can't.
Looking at me like that, all of you.
You have neither flirting nor romance.
And yet,
I succeeded.
Dare you,
Sir
to try.
L'Oreal?
Anyway, you all had a You said your character had a plan.
Yes.
And if you want, you can all roll fairy lore to look up the Trois Boars.
All right. So,
no.
Upon the
fuck
closure.
Seriously.
20.
Oh, hide the boar. Bacon tastes good.
Holy shit! I rolled a 1.
Oh, you got it. Okay, one of you had to do it. Yeah, yeah. That,
all right,
that,
come on.
I rolled and it bumped into me, and I was like, boom, 1.
Okay, 1. Good enough. Did anyone else get under their fairy lore? All right.
Oh no.
So when everybody kind of lets out of the auditorium, Grampton, we're going to say figuratively, lights himself a Hannibal Stogie, turns to the plan, turns to the group and says, I have a plan.
So, for your knowledge, the Trois Boars is quite infamous for the fact that it's basically the equivalent of a Sherman tank in the fantasy world. And that's not a euphemism, because people have tried to kill it. Knights have tried to kill it. Knights of the Round Table have tried to kill it, and they have not succeeded. The Trois Boars is infamous for being a berserking animal that feasts off raw and sometimes rotten flesh. It's been known to eat horses and knights at the same time. It's kind of like Moby Dick in a way. It's got lances protruding out of it and arrows, none of which are effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if it's berserking, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Good.
And if you guys want, you can all roll battle to think of some tactics.
Oh, you betcha I will.
Eight! I succeeded on a roll for once that wasn't smacking someone upside the head.
Well, considering I got 14
2.
Over 10,
wow.
Stab the thing is my great idea.
4 under 20.
I got 8 under 10.
It occurs to you that because this thing is so incredibly stupid, it'd be very easy for you to get it to run into something.
Or off of something?
There aren't a lot of cliffs nearby, and you'd have to try and dog it that way.
I was going to ask. Even? Speaking to, like, I want to talk to some of the locals.
Yeah.
To gain a few bits of information. One, what they know about the Chwab War, and two, what's the geography like around here?
Okay.
Is there a court scholar?
That's a good question, actually. That didn't even occur to me. Yeah.
I want to go talk to the court scholar.
But all the knights are heading out now. So if you want to try and kill this thing, you've got to beat every other knight. So you don't
we
have a lot.
We got to go now.
Oh, we have
you
to
don't,
leave
you don't
now,
have a lot
now.
Of time, but everyone's going now.
Okay, so we can't, like, prep.
You can prep in the forest.
I'm getting on my horse now, brothers. Let's go.
All right, no, let's move. I've got a plan.
Who had the highest gap between your number and...
Cool. I had a 4 under 20.
I had a 2 under 10.
2 under 10? That's
8
six,
under.
I failed. 3 degrees, and you failed. Okay. It occurs to you that, well, you're in the woods, and you have a flashback to old-fashioned Roman defenses for some reason.
Like a phalanx? Like
a phalanx. I'm not, I'm not eager to try a phalanx against a
not
to
say we defenses, not military formations.
Yeah.
Defenses. What were the old Roman defenses like?
They're palisades. They
a bunch
stakes,
of stakes dug up and pointing in a direction.
Them to make sure that the enemy fell in them. In fact, if it's so stupid, boars hunt by scent because their eyesight is so bad. Everyone knows this. Thus,
Derek, let him bring it up first.
He was really into it, man. I want to hear this.
I do too, but metagaming. So,
brothers, I have a plan. Old Roman structures, palisades. If this thing is as large and as dumb as people say it is, then I think we can get it to rush at us, given that it is inevitably...
By scent rather than sight.
They do, so we may be able to draw this thing into impaling itself upon a bunch of sharpened stakes pointing in a direction. Now, here's where things get weird, because if there are a bunch of arrows and spears poking out of it, that would indicate that its hide, at least on its back, is very dense. If we can get it to stab on its stomach, its underbelly might be at least softer than its back.
One of us is going to have to get under it.
What if we just dug a deadfall?
If we dug a small ditch in front of it, then yeah, it would ensure that it would fall.
Small ditch? I think
do you have shovels?
A very large one.
Get a bunch of peasants to dig.
We don't have time for peasants.
Yeah,
just get
we would need peasants working round the clock for quite a long amount of time in order to dig a pit large enough in order
you
for
have,
to fall into.
You would have enough time to maybe buy something from a nearby peasant on your way out. That's about it.
Because
they are going.
So making large stakes and sticking them in the ground, we wouldn't have time for that.
You're in a forest full of trees. Pick a spot.
And we have swords.
Or you can buy an axe really quick.
Can we bring peasants with us with axes?
Not really, no. It's a knight's quest. You're supposed to protect the peasantry.
Hmm.
Plus, you're all high strength knights.
Squires?
No, you didn't get squires yet. You just became knights.
What about the helper guys?
They were at the. They're at the friggin'
thing.
We're
not going to have anyone to help us.
Not
going to
have anyone to help.
Fire your big boy pants.
I have an idea that doesn't involve this palisade. If there are any small cliffs nearby, large boulders or something that would be on top of them, if we can get it to run into the wall,
You'll have to go hunting into the woods to find that.
Push a large boulder on top of it. We might be able to crush it.
I think the
large and as dense as this creature may be, I mean, it has to be crushed
by
something.
If we can get the palisade through its throat, I mean, the throat's always the weakest part of anything.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
And maybe Gerard and I, because, you know, we're both pretty good hunters, right?
And draw the beast in.
And first aid, you could default that to what wounds, what poisons. If
to
we
ensure,
can't stab it, we can slow it down at least.
To ensure that the beast does not come at us from a bad angle, we need to find a place that bottles us in. Now, this is dangerous because if we fail, then we pretty much put our backs to a corner and we're going to get eaten alive by a giant boar monster. If we succeed, then we will have a heightened chance of success
if we are backed in a corner. Glory awaits us at the round table.
Worst case scenario, we can stun it for a little bit, get the objects off its back, and make a break for it.
Worst case scenario, we all die.
Die.
But we at least die as
one nice. More thing from the fairy lore, too. This thing spits acid. Sorry, I forgot that.
What? That seems like something you might want to mention.
Sorry, I didn't have to deal with it when I killed it.
Spits acid?
Yeah, it spits acid.
Is it invulnerable to its own acid?
Yeah.
Peas.
Even on the inside?
It comes out of the inside.
But it spits the acid out of its mouth. One would assume that if it were to swallow said acid,
well,
it would be okay.
I'm sorry, can we just call this thing a boar? It's actually got scales and wings.
It's not a dragon. It's just a coincidence. And besides, he's the only one from last year's D20 Live. I'm not going to do that unless I got more people.
I'm trying to think what the hell we can do. Maybe that acid, there's got to be a way we can use that to our advantage somehow.
Honestly, the other option is that while its mouth is open, we stick something in it.
That is not a bad idea.
The ballista.
That's a good idea to make distance a safe now distance. We have,
yeah, we're not going to be able to get a ballista. I think our sharpened posts sort of bottlenecked into a corner to ensure it can't come us from the side or the back might be our best stratagem. And stabbing it in the mouth may not be the best idea considering how this thing eats. If it eats horses and knights all at once, one can imagine that the inside of its mouth is tough enough to withstand a little bit of a poke.
Dead horses in oil, feed on it, and then fire flaming arrows into its mouth.
That's everything you say when is you ridiculous and stupid.
You hunt boars with dogs to flush the boar out, and then you hunt the boar with...
How are the dogs going to flush the boar out? It's not scared of
you. Can you shut up for a minute, Gerard, while I explain how one hunts a boar?
I'm having this so much fun.
A regular boar.
It's the boar of Satan.
But certain principles will apply. You goad the boar from either side so that the huntsman has a clean...
Someone roll fairy lore, please. And hopefully he'll succeed this time. Just Birdman. 6. I'm taking a 6.
Okay.
You know that the Trois boar, by legend, is lured by the smell of meat. Rotting meat. Does anyone have a creature that can help them get rotting meat in a hurry?
Why, yes.
Go get him, Birdo.
Go get him, Hockey.
It's almost as if the GM is trying to get you all to work together using your individual skills to maximize effectiveness. And has been
just
losing
not saying that my hockey. Skills with heraldry will help out in this at some
no,
point.
No, it won't! You picked that on your own!
No, I didn't. I rolled it randomly.
That was the gods of dice speaking in that, not me!
Somehow my boating skill will save us.
Yeah.
A
creek!
Not get both.
Soothless!
People are aware, when we were creating our characters, we all had to roll a d20 to get a random special trait.
Family
Everyone
ability.
Else got something useful. I'm really good with heraldry.
It happens sometimes.
You're my really kingdom spotting for logos. A large wooden ship.
Quick, chop down the trees, we'll make a boat! Victory is
Wait,
us!
Get the boat?
No.
No, you got something useful.
I got first aid.
Yeah.
I got horsemanship.
I got one that gives me a bonus to recognizing faces.
If this was an extended campaign, that might be useful. But today, useless.
It happens.
I'll recognize Merlin if we see him again.
Tom, it seems like the Christian's got the short end of the stick here.
Go pagans!
Wait a minute. Merlin mentioned the pig.
Did he?
Pig.
Yes.
What did he say?
He did. No,
you haven't.
He haven't.
Yeah, and then he left.
Yeah, he said you haven't.
That's
killed
an
the pig
omen.
Yet.
We're gonna
and he
do
said something about
good.
A slash across my throat. I'm not liking how this turns out.
And then he said sorry to me. I'm not liking that.
we're gonna die.
Well, then he
pagans.
Kind of took that
but
back at
have
a moment
life.
Though, because he might have not necessarily.
You haven't gotten
sure
married yet.
Cool.
The peasant girl.
Don't besides, get married, you can't
besides, Conal, for all
married.
For all you as the player know, he could be referring to the Fall of Camelot.
That's true.
Mm.
But
so you could just
I'm
have a not do well during the Fall of Camelot.
Set this thing on
we
fire.
We don't know how to handle.
And maybe get a little bit of predator mixed in there. And what I mean by
we
that
make
is,
him fight the boar. He can't die until after he gets married.
I'm immortal.
No,
it doesn't work like that.
Maybe this boar is like the Nemean lion. Nothing can pierce its hide, but it can still be strangled.
God, no. Its neck is bigger than your arms.
But flammable burrs.
Hercules didn't strangle the lion with his bare hands.
It gets
sure
burrs.
Here's a question for you. Right, you've seen the movie Predator, right? You know
yeah,
how
yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger set up all those traps?
Yeah.
Would we have enough time to create that thing he drops?
No, you don't have
that. That was a counterbalance weight.
Fuck. I don't think we have that technology yet.
Well, that's a
yeah, let's
well, okay, no, 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 no.
The entire forest with a minigun.
No way, we don't know how gravity
works.
We don't even know that gravity exists yet.
Shit falls.
Yeah, but we know heavy stuff on your head sucks.
We think it sucks.
I love how, okay.
We don't have trained scientists to tell us that it sucks.
I don't think Sir Isaac Newton really gets enough of a rep for the stuff that he discovered, because what he's most known for is the fact that he was like, yeah, shit falls over, but why does it do that?
Well, no, and noticing
that hey, I'm from the homeland
weights,
of Newton.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
well, what
he
was
is.
Funny was that not only did he come up with, like, the laws of attraction, discovering gravity.
Getting sidetracked.
Right, sorry. No, yeah, science gets
in the Rivers of London novels, he invented formalized magic.
Moving on!
Yeah.
So, your plan. Are you going to try and get some axes from local peasants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so
a shovel.
You pass by a hovel very briefly.
Ooh.
Well, you're traveling past the housing.
With my hunting ability, can I go gather poisonous plants?
You'd need help identifying what they are, and you'd need someone to help you.
Oh, hunting would make, like, don't eat that shit. It's bad for you.
No, hunting is tracking and fielding after animals. You
cock
can
swing. We must stick to
you'll,
the plan.
You'll need a friend to help you. Okay. That's all. It's like...
Cock swing.
Yes. Right, cock swing.
All right, so you guys are going to the... You stop at a peasant's house that looks like it farms a lot. The elder man walks out.
Three axes and a shovel. For a few sovereigns. Have ye these tools?
Yes, Sir Knights. He goes and gets them and hands you three axes and a shovel.
I'd like to say we only need to borrow them, but we may not return.
I just throw a gold piece at his feet.
Okay. He's like, he looks it's at you astonished. Thank you.
Remember, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Thank you, Sir Knight. For those of you playing the home game, knights make 6 gold pieces a year. Now then,
where can I buy Greek fire?
Reckless!
Where can you buy Greek fire?
I wish you need just Greek fire.
First, we need a Greek for that. We don't have any Greeks around.
You need an alchemist.
Given that nobody today knows how to make Greek fire.
Stick to the freaking plan, people.
We have to
save ditch. Impalement.
So, you gotta go hunting for the ditch, right?
Yes.
Alright. And Tom, are you gonna roll your falconry to see if you can get some animals to make for a trap or a bait?
Yes.
Okay. Dead animals so. For bait. You know what, and we I need geography 11 under for
awareness or hunting. That you know,
I only have 10 in falconry and I rolled 11. I have 10 in falconry and I rolled 11.
Roll the hell again!
Okay.
It's the only time this is gonna come up in game.
4.
Fine! After several trips, the first one being incredibly unsuccessful, your falcon eventually starts returning with small game, rabbits, a couple of field mice.
Oh,
nothing's going to throw off a big scent.
No, it's...
Believe me, if you open them up and slather them on trees, they'll make a big scent.
Or you can just get a bag and maul them in there and let the bag bleed and drag it behind you.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, I'm an animal lover.
Not no more, you ain't.
Come here, Bugs.
My character is...
Suck it up.
Well, hang on. You guys can roleplay this.
I'm going to go look for poisonous plants.
You're going to need... No, you're looking for... dead.
You just killed them.
Why poisonous plants?
Okay, if they're already dead...
Dude, you were saying you were going to roll to find the place where you're going to make this...
Sorry. I forgot the animals.
I want to have a backup.
An alcove, a corner, a cave. Something that we can put our backs into.
Two. Good enough.
Definite.
As you guys are hunting along, you hear... Actually, hang on. Let's see if someone else gets the idea. Good enough. You hear hoofbeats.
Oh, shit.
A shield, brothers. We are not alone.
What do you do?
Run.
Arm yourselves.
I want to see who it is. I don't want to get ambushed.
All right. You all stop and hide, and you hide your horses.
We're kind of large, ostentatious knights on big, colorful horses.
They sound
it
like
may
horse
be difficult.
Hoofs, or do they sound no, they're like horse hoofs. Gigantic boar hoofs.
How many do I hear? Just one set?
Just one set.
We'll smell it before we see it, probably.
And then suddenly you hear two sets, and it's Darius, the hunter. He's just,
kill him!
No!
Don't shoot the help!
Everything you say is stupid, and you should feel stupid.
Amen.
Darius is just looking around carefully.
Why do you question the wisdom of firing flaming arrows into a boar's mouth?
And all of a sudden you hear a second set of hoofbeats. Darius, come on, we're going to try and find this thing. And Darius is kind of looking around. Fine. And doesn't see you. And he moves on.
He rolled a 20, didn't he?
Shut the hell up.
Woohoo! The dice are finally going in our favor.
Now... Okay, Darius the Hunter, is this somebody that we know as an ally?
He's one of the Knights of the Round Table.
He's the guy who sneered at us earlier.
Yeah.
He doesn't like us.
Okay, I suppose I will not step out and say hi, then.
No.
Maybe we could let him take on the boar first, then, you know, let the boar...
That wouldn't be honorable, Sir Bruce.
Or valorous.
Fuck this guy, I'm vengeful, he made fun of me, fuck this dude.
Yes, but you can show him up when you have the boar's like, look what we did, bitch.
It's yeah, but if he's dead, valorous if I hide in a ditch and stab my sword up through the boar's neck as it runs over top of me.
Anyway, you guys eventually find a valley, a small, relatively secluded valley full of trees. And Yeah, basically it's kind of funnels. There's a gradual decline across two high walls that eventually becomes relatively narrow. You can fit about two horses astride through it. So it's a good way if you want to make a couple of passes.
I was going to say, is it wide enough that the beast can make its way down there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's based on what you know of it.
It might almost be good to set up the stakes at the bottom of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we set up the bait and the stakes at the very bottom, then the beast is going to have to make one swift movement down there.
Yes.
And if it's drawn in by A, the smell of these dead animals, and B, us making some kind of racket or some shit to draw it in. Oh, goodness, I have an idea.
All right.
Leave a small gap. A gap large enough only for, say, a horse or a man running swiftly to move between two palisades. If we can have the smell of these animals, if we can also enrage the beast before it makes its way to the palisades,
I'll do it.
It will be paying even less attention to its surroundings.
I'm sorry, I already told you I'll do it.
Well, who's the best horseman here?
Not me.
I'm 25.
20. You can't be 25. 20's the max.
He got a bonus from his...
That's right. You got a bonus. Yeah.
So maybe I'll fucking lure this fucker out.
You lure it in. I'll take it as you cross the palisades.
And keep in mind, there's also high walls where you can take shots at it from with arrows.
Great. He has
flaming
arrows.
Flaming arrow idea. You can finally do that.
Okay. So who's staying to...
We need something flammable first.
Do you have anything flammable on you?
We have cloth and lamp oil.
My chiseled good looks.
Steel.
You have a small tinder kit on you.
That's not gonna help.
That's what you got. You're knights.
I need to like douse him with something so the flaming arrows will ignite him. I can't like just take my flint and steel and go up to the board.
Douse it with your
bad
ideas.
Tom, if you roll really well, maybe.
All right. So what are you guys doing? Are you setting up the palisades first, or are you setting up the palisades and getting the boar? You still have to find the fucking thing.
Let's set up the palisades first, and then we'll find this creature.
Okay. So, all of you, may I see your character
sheet? Work swiftly.
Let's just say...
We need not to dig a ditch at this point, considering the geography's working in our advantage.
What?
Strength, or...?
Yeah, pure strength rolls.
Okay, my strength is 16.
As is mine. Or no, mine's 18.
Yep. Damn it,
Birdman.
Three
under 16. Sorry.
Oh. You got a 19.
Fuck me.
You got
9
what?
Out of 10.
3 under 16.
9 under 10.
9 under 10?
I get tired or something.
Just roll your strength. Roll your strength.
I got 10 under 12.
Okay, good enough. So, you construct about 6 posts. Birdman, you kind of fail on yours.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm still drinking.
You're still a little hungover. Even though you sobered up in front of Arthur. And
he's got temporary. That power.
I've got a flash.
He just started getting drunker as he was leaving. Like, Arthur's got that power to make you just so sober while he's present.
Sir Bruce invented the 3 martini lunch.
Ah, yes.
He's drinking while he's doing it. Anyway, you, sure enough.
I can just see a knight on the back of a large horse just riding, like, full armor and everything like that, martini glass in one hand.
Fire!
With an olive in it. Just like
the olive! Make the next one dirtier!
I'm flashing back to American Dad. Hazim, this is a Tom Collins. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Anyway, so after about an hour or so's work, you make 6 palisades. And you still have like chopped up wood everywhere and things like that. But you basically cut the trees and you've kind of bent them into shape and...
Wait, no, we have chopped up bits of wood.
We have lots of wood. We can start a fire.
We can use it to keep the beast in the alcove, yes. All right, so here's another piece of the plan. Once we get the beast into this ditch thing towards the palisades, have a layer of the wood chips and whatnot behind. Use your flint and tinder to start a fire there to ensure that the beast does not leave.
And just douse it in, like, lamp oil or something.
Do you have lamp oil on you?
Well, I presume we'd have enough to light, like, a torch or something, right?
Mm-mm. You didn't bring it. You didn't say you got it.
Well, you said we had no time to prep, so we didn't have time to run to the store.
A flask of lamp oil, a collapsible 10-foot pole.
You have none of these!
Iron rations.
I wish I had the adventurer's kit.
I wish you did.
Three jars of bead and a mysterious jade ring and a stout pickle.
The fuck is all that from?
The hell are you on about?
Tom asked me what equipment my dwarf monk wanted. Or
yeah, he said 3 stout pickles and a jar of mead.
A mysterious jade pendant, 3 jars of mead and a stout pickle. And then we had an argument over what the hell a stout pickle is.
I'm tempted to repeat that argument, but I'm going to say no.
Not this moment.
The thing is, I don't think this is the first time I've heard this one either. I just keep blocking it out each time. Okay. So, a lot of you have created the Palisades. Who is going after to find the boar?
Well, he's the best on horseback, so he's the one who can actually race the boar back.
Also hunting. Yep. He can track the beast.
You're going alone?
Yep.
All right, so you're going to give...
Here's some dead animals.
Hang on. He's got the animals. It's his fault.
Yes, set up the dead animals while we're gone. Get ready to light the fire, but hide somewhere next to the opening so that the beast does not see you when we ride in. I will go with him. Because I have a 20 in riding, or horsemanship, rather, so I can at least assist if it's
okay. No point. Don't roll now. It'll cut.
Okay.
So, first of all, so you two are setting up?
Yes. All right.
So, roll your hunting.
Okay.
Maybe 10. A little. Two. Fuck, even if I challenged that, you wouldn't have a hard time. All right.
Find the motherfucker?
Here's what you start to pick out over time. As you start traveling, you realize something. You're not trying to follow tracks. You're trying to follow large paths in the woods. Because really, this is a large fucking boar. It's not going to go between the trees.
It's like following a tank, basically.
Basically.
Look for the tank tracks.
But, and sure enough, you start smelling rotted meat and decayed flesh. And as you crest a hill. You're cresting the hill? We're Scottish now. Anyway, as you crest the hill, you start to see bristles of a boar. And it almost looks like another hill, but it's not, because it's a boar. And you hear the sickening sound of bones and metal being crushed. And you rise slowly over the hill, and just as you peek it, you see in the distance. Well, it had a little resonance to it, didn't it? In the distance, the twa boar gnawing on what looks like a horse. And the horse is putting up a considerable fight, because it's still alive. And you realize it's starting to gnaw where a saddle should be. Jutting from its back are several arrows, not lances like you've been told, but maybe they fell off, maybe not. And the boar is giving out tremendously horrific noises as it's gnawing.
I, from the back of my horse, will attempt to throw a spear that I have
question.
To get its attention.
Instead of heard like a metallic sound, is the horse wearing barding?
No. It's not. You just
is
heard.
There any,
it's what, the knight being.
Is there any heraldry around, like his?
No, no, okay.
No so, flags indicating who he might be munching on.
Not really. Just a horse that's getting eaten.
It wasn't cut into a gallery yet.
You hope it wasn't anyone you like. Anyway, what's your awareness, twa boar? Doesn't say.
It's a dumb pig.
Herp a derp, come here, buddy.
Shall we
Do you know
shout?
The hell?
Shall we shout?
I don't roll this high normally.
Tasteful insults, Edit.
Why do I roll this high now?
Because you're DMing.
Got a fucking critical miss. Good God.
It's the dragon all over again.
Shut
like, isn't
it? Up! I'll kill you. I'll make a character next time I'm playing that makes Flynn look like a freaking Girl Scout. Anyway, so what do?
Let's piss this thing off.
I ready a spear.
Okay.
And attempt to throw it and hit it in the side to at least get its attention.
Actually, hold on. I got an idea. Before you do that, can I plant one of my two lances in the ground first?
Why?
Or like stick it in the ground?
Yeah, let's soften this fucker up. He's going to come charging
at
us.
I do not suggest that, brother. I do not suggest attempting to take on the giant man-eating boar. When there's only the two of us.
No, here's my plan. Plant the lances in the ground, right?
Uh-huh.
Have it charge at us. Have it follow us.
Save your lances.
So it's pissed off.
Save your lances, dude.
Yes.
Okay.
Save your lances. Sorry, this is GM kind of cheating a little bit, but just save your lances on this one. Trust me.
Also an idea.
To be later.
No, no, no. Okay. Ready your lance. Because in the event that, say, the Palisades do not work, it might be weakened. We can make a ride at it. With our lances, it'll have nowhere to go but straight into our arms.
All right. My lance is 10. My sword's 20. I'll probably use that all things considered. But we'll soften the fucker up.
Spear.
I'm confident of our success.
I'm not.
I don't know. If you keep rolling that way, I'm feeling pretty good.
Shush you. All right. Hang on. Let me just look up. Roll your spear, Cornel, if you don't mind.
I do not mind. Haha. 5 under 6.
500. Fuck, you make it. All right, let me figure out what the hell the damage is on a spear. Come on.
Wouldn't it just be a standard?
I don't know if there's any special modifier. I don't know if there's any special modifiers, but screw it. Roll your damage pull. Let's just say it's straight.
Roger that. That would be 4d6.
My magical dice.
What makes them magical, and why are you whispering?
It's my wizard's dice. Let's see. 6, 2, and 2 is 4. 11 altogether.
11 total?
11 total.
Okay. Let's look at the boar.
Probably got some kind of weird damage threshold.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't have the mass slasher threshold that...
You hurl your spear true and nobly, and it arcs through the air and plinks right off the boar's hide.
Thunk. I'm guessing it's
I am
bad.
Attempting
to... Okay! There we go! And the boar's head jerks up. And turns. And starts sniffing. And turns. And starts sniffing. And turns. And starts sniffing. And it starts coming and running and charging. Are you guys running?
Yes.
I'm hiding, if you remember.
Yeah, no, it's coming.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Man, it's like he didn't even make it mad. It just sort of sniffed the
fuck dice.
It's a bloodthirsty psychotic boar. It's coming.
8 under 20.
Good. As you start running, you hear the crashing of trees as they're being knocked out of your way. It's coming at you full speed.
Okay, as we are riding, I will shout to him to lead it through trees. So I'm going to be driving my horse in between, like, clearings that we can make it through on horseback, but clearings that it will need to shove and break trees out of the way in order to follow us.
Yeah. All right.
What do we have for time, anyway?
We are currently sitting at 30 minutes.
Ah, shit. Okay.
28, to be exact.
Damn it, I went away from my friend's stop. Okay.
Shall I roll this?
No. Okay, so, over at the clearing. You guys don't hear much. You guys screaming as you're charging, by the way, or any kind of... A little bit? Okay. So, as you guys are just preparing in the clearing, talk amongst yourself for a couple of minutes, because it's about to get funny.
Don't scream. Conserve your oxygen.
How thoughtful, Gerard.
Well, no, you two talk amongst yourselves, because there's a couple of minutes wait.
So, you know, I've been thinking.
This whole gravity thing.
The boar will hear us.
The boar won't hear us. It's dominant tracks by scent. It'll smell us before it hears us.
So why am I hiding?
You hear your companions screaming as trees. You hear the sound of trees exploding from impact.
I've got a stupid plan. If I die doing the stupid plan, remember me well, Mike.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Can I roll my personality?
Hold on, love of God. Let me find your freaking. There we go.
Can I roll my personality trait to gain some kind of benefit if I'm doing something particularly reckless and crazy?
No, that's only your passion.
Oh. It's a Saxon boar. Hate it.
It's not a Saxon boar.
Can I do this as loyalty to my lord then? Because
he did command us.
Mike, yeah. I have a fucking crazy ass plan for when it hits the Palisades.
Alright. I'll bite. What's the point?
If I run, can I add my passion for my love of my family?
I'm reminded that two of the rule of equal and opposite reaction. If I ride at it with my lance on the horse as it hits the palisade.
Okay.
We're going to be riding on our horses through the palisade in the opposite direction.
Yes.
Yes, and the ditch that we're riding through
Is
only wide enough for maybe two horses astride. So there's a very high chance you might run into us.
5, 6, 7. Yeah, he's reckless. He don't care.
9, 11.
No.
That's the response I was expecting.
Reckless.
15, 16, 17, 18 plus 5 is...
24.
Thank you. Plus 4 is 28.
Not liking
Holy
what he's rolling.
Crow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, the boar hit a tree. 8,
good.
9, 10, 11.
Made of iron.
Okay, cool. And how much health was it? Oh, sweet. That's
why
lucky.
Didn't we poison the trees?
Okay, Mike. So, yeah, I'm going to charge it with my lance as it hits the palisade.
Okay, well, first let it hit the palisade. So you're going to have to go in through the narrows to do this.
Like, again,
you may want to give us a heads up.
Yeah, if we're riding one direction through the narrows between the palisades. Yeah.
Well, our horsemanship, so we might get in just before he comes in.
I was saying, no, because if it's hot on our tracks, lucky. Though, and it hits that palisades so while chasing us, you would need to pretty much run into us in order to hit it at the same time. depending on how far behind us this creature is.
So we've discussed an aspect of this plan beforehand.
We didn't, though. That was the...
All right, then. Well...
As much as...
Pulling a crazy Ivan.
Let's hope our horsemanship's good enough, my friend. Yeah.
Let us hope, indeed.
One way or another, someone's getting splattered.
Tried to kill this thing that failed before.
Tried a cunning plan like this one before.
Your cunning plan is to charge it with a lance.
After it hits lucky. The palisade.
All right, then. Lucky boys.
I will remember
okay,
you
now
well.
Then. You guys are so lucky. All right, so... You guys are cresting the hill, diving through the palisades. You're, I'm assuming, coming through on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone roll horsemanship except for Tom. Tom, you are lighting, I believe, the way out on fire.
I succeed.
Good.
11 under 25.
11 under 25?
13 under 15. It's going to be close. But...
It's very close.
18 under 20.
18 under 20. And Tom, you are starting the fire, correct?
Okay, yes.
You didn't start
What do I have to roll for that?
Yeah, just roll. No, just say you do it. Really?
Okay.
I could just say you did it. You did it. You started the
fire. Fire
with
first.
These heads.
Tom, make a foofa.
And sure enough, the flames start. Now, as you three are going towards each other, you two pivot perfectly around the palisades. Go around Derek's character as he goes right between them, and you're both looking. What the? What is he thinking?
In Matrix slowdown.
Yeah.
Just right over.
Like, I'm making sure the boar hits the palisade before I hit the boar.
Okay, so first palisade. Does the boar avoid it? Bitches.
Right in the head, isn't it?
Okay, let's roll the boar's damage pool because it's the boar thrusting in.
Are you just using a dice rolling app for that
one? Yeah, I'm not rolling 15 dice.
Note to self, don't let the boar hit you, guys.
I have 15 d6 if you would like to write the roll of
Okey-dokey. All right. One post impales the boar directly into the neck, causing it to lurch. It still keeps going. Next post. Woo, okay, dodge that one. And it keeps coming.
And now I attempt to slam into the boar
now,
with my lance.
How many palisades did we get finished?
Six.
So it missed one. It's hit one. You got five left.
Okay.
Four more for it to go through, unless you figure out a way.
Four more at this point, because it's hit one and then it missed one.
Yeah.
Okay. Lance.
Yep.
On the money. Critical hit.
Ho!
Roll your damage and do double damage.
Take that, motherfucker!
Tom, can you pass me 86?
Let me double check the lance rules, because I believe... Yeah, if it's odd.
Isn't he running, like...
If my lance might break, man, that's why I got another.
Doesn't he do, like, 66 damage on the lance?
66 now, technically, it's whatever that number is times 2.
So fuck him up,
well,
man!
Well, D6 or just the number
doubled? Just the number doubled.
That's a lot of sixes.
Wow.
Boom, bitch!
No,
that's
you
four
didn't kill it.
4 sixes, a 5, and a 3.
That's 32, 64.
64. 100 crafting the 64 no. total?
Yeah,
okay.
With the double, yeah.
All right, and the boar's armor is that... So 64 that. Minus.
Boom!
No.
Was it dragon?
Shush! No! Okay.
Damn it, I was almost a knight of the round table. How much health does it have left?
I'm not telling you that at all. Yeah. Holy crap, that's close. Okay!
It was one shot at the boar.
So, you see, because Derek critical hits, he leans up in his horse, rams it forward, and nails the boar in the eye. Your lance fucking explodes, by the way.
That's fine.
Right now, roll horsemanship to get the fuck out of its way.
Oh.
Right there.
Goes into the boar's eye, impales, and explodes. You hear the boar roar in anguish. He's going to try and hit you.
I'm dead.
Dead. What'd you get?
19.
I could fuck up.
Over 10.
Okay.
Over
15. Over 15, okay.
Okay.
It may trample you.
Let's see if he hits you.
Oh, a valiant but good death.
No, he's crashing you, boy. He's nailing you. So, he hits into you. Let's see how much damage he does.
I have a spear and armor.
Good, that's going to negate some of the damage.
Well, sorry, a shield and armor. That's 16.
That's a 16.
Sonic spin dash it. Throw up to an armored ball.
What's your defense?
16.
Damn it, come on, roll.
16 armor points.
16? Yeah. What's your total health points?
20.
Okay. You take a good 20-some-odd damage as you are knocked from your horse. Lucky. Okay. Lucky. Lucky man.
Okay.
Is he unconscious, though, at
this
point?
No, this is... You take 20 damage after your armor.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're knocked from your horse.
Yep, that's cool.
And you're unconscious on the ground. Well,
no, no.
What's your unconscious rating?
7. If I take less... If I take 22, I'm still conscious.
Okay. All right.
So how much fuck out of there, dude.
What? Oh, I'm getting the fuck out of there, but...
You took 20. Oh, total?
Took, yeah, like...
How much technically 36.
Okay, so 20
yeah.
flat.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, 20
What's
flat.
Your total hit points?
28. But I have same 16, as mine. I have 16 points of armor. Yeah.
Because
is there
I have a super high constitution.
Yeah, I have a high constitution and a high strength. Or, size. Sorry, a high... a high size and a high constitution.
Okay.
You said round up, yeah.
So, oh, look at that. We're at time.
No, we're not. We still have 20 minutes.
We do?
Yeah.
Shit. I thought we were at time.
That's what you think.
It would have been the perfect time to end that.
Yeah, but... it would have been. Fuck. All right. Okay. So, the boar knocks you from your saddle, and it's... Well, it's not going forward anymore, guys. You got a brother on the field. What are you going to do?
Okay, so it's not moving forward any further?
Nope.
Oh.
It's got a lance through the
round.
Eye.
We'll hit it with the lances.
All right.
Or you can try and rescue him and get him out of there.
You try and rescue him. I've got 20 on sword and a 25 horsemanship.
Okay, you try to rescue
the guy
him.
With 21st aid, I will try to deliver the killing right blow. Now want to rescue me?
So you want me to rescue him?
You're gonna have to get him out of there.
Okay,
get you out of there.
Try and rescue Darryl.
Get in there and rescue him. I will
I
see
can
if
help
I can
you once we get you out of there. But I don't have my horse.
25 into that. Okay, cool.
So I'm gonna try rescue Derek. Grab.
Okay, you made the horsemanship roll to get to him before the boar. Actually, let's see the boar beat you. No, it doesn't. Fuck it. All right.
Nah, fuck it. Fuck you.
Roll your dex to grab him. Dex.
Oh. 11 right on the money.
Critical hit. As you go down, you scoop. You lean over in your reins. Scoop up your comrade. Hurl him on the back of your horse and ride the fuck out of Dodge. And here comes the boar right at you.
They're still going to go through more palisades, right?
Yes, it does.
Thank God.
Let's see if it hits one. Nope.
Shit.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to try to get in there with the lance when he was riding into...
Oh, you want to lance it? Try and lance it first?
I was going to try to lance
it, yeah. Because it's not going to. This is the one that, that led up to a kill. All right,
then. Screw that. You're going to try and lance it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he rides into rescue, I was going to see if I can ride it and hit it with a lance.
Yeah.
Riding horsemanship, 420.
Cool.
Lancing. Come on, baby. Good. 8 under 10.
Cool. You hit him.
Boom!
How much do I go for?
You roll your 66.
It's the damage to your horse. Oh.
Yeah, no.
That's 66.
And nope, it doesn't avoid it, because I am rolling really high today.
Okay, so... 10, 14.
I was going to say, do you still want to lance it after it's coming at you?
20 square.
20 square? Alright then. We're taking into account that. So close. Alright, your second attack goes right into the boar's neck, right next to the original. What was the first attack?
Lance doesn't break, though. It's an even
Should
number.
Should I be firing arrows at it while this is happening?
If you want to, you didn't say you were.
Fuck him up! Couldn't hurt, right?
Alright.
I'm guessing I'm off my horse, though, so I...
No, you can be on horse. You can...
Yeah, well, he was lighting the fire, so you have to be off his horse at the time. But he can get
on
his horse,
when I was lighting
though.
The fire, I was off the horse, right?
Yeah, but I assumed you jumped back on and
okay.
went up.
Okay. All right, then I'll jump on my horse and fire arrows at it and
right.
prepare
so,
right away if I...
Colonel, your lance goes in, impales neck. It does not explode because it's even, so you manage to get your lance back, which is nice. And, yeah, you may want to roll horsemanship to get the hell out of Dodge, because he's coming at you now. He's coming at you for the both of you.
11 under 20.
Now, Tom, since you've been arrowing it, by all means, go ahead. Shoot your roll your arrows. Let me see what the rules are for that as you clean up. Where is the rules for bows and arrows? Where the hell are all these damage from?
Man, I'm still amazed by that attack roll, though.
How you fucked him right up,
roll
dude.
While
yeah, dude.
Here.
Sure, one sec.
Who is the
critical strike? He did like 60-something fucking damage.
Yeah. MVP of the game right there. That may be its death blow.
Might be.
I'm the one getting the seat at the round. One of the ones getting the seat at the round table for this.
As your brother,
grumble,
as
grumble,
your friend,
grumble.
Give me the key to the chastity belt. Say you couldn't find it. Okay.
Done.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Drag Pagans!
Where the hell?
I like this game.
I found it.
He's a pagan, and he's a Christian. Together, they're the hilarious Buddy Knight duo that are taking the comedy world by storm.
We are the best TV show that never happened. Boo!
We invented the fist bump.
I smell a sitcom.
Before it was cool.
Flossiter!
And the theme song ends with the two knights just riding up and fist bumping in full plate mail.
Wait, no.
The fist
guys,
bump, yes. And then plays the end credits
theme.
And
then at some point, Arthur's got to, like, come out of his tent and be like, Saxton House!
And we get a medieval version of the Beverly Hills Cop theme. Yeah. On Luke's Axel F.
I'm so composing that.
Make it happen, dude. That'd be amazing.
Got a minstrel.
Oh, God, we need to get someone hilarious.
One less your D6. Just because it's a bow and arrow.
You could have, like, the...
Ed Asner.
Do your, your damage roll.
George Carlin!
Reduce, take it down by one dice.
Okay, well, I rolled 11 under 15.
I like it.
Yeah, you hit.
Okay. My damage is 46, so I do 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
I completely forgot we were...
Oh, that's pitiful. I got 6.
6, okay. The arrow lodges. It doesn't seem to show any strong effect. Now that...
Yeah.
Sorry.
He probably doesn't even notice.
No, he felt...
Quit pissing me off.
So the boar is rearing. Now he's trying to make his way out.
You didn't roll for the other palisade, though.
I'm rolling for the palisade now.
No, you failed the roll.
Yeah, no, but he went to lance it, so that situation's been rewritten.
Because
I didn't account for that. So does the boar avoid that one? No. Yes, it does.
That's
3 palisades it's avoided.
Yep.
This is the 4th one. Last row of palisades as you guys are trying to escape. Misses it. Misses it.
Ooh.
And it's
hit one of the 6 palisades?
Yeah, so
no,
you could...
Two of the 6 palisades.
2 6 palisades. Well, yeah. Anyway, so you have a badly damaged Twa boar as you guys make through the pass, coming at the pass that is very narrow, and it rams its rams into their full strength that's coming at you, and the pass is starting to give way because it's just dirt.
Oh.
It's getting a little closer. It's getting a little closer. Come with the plan. I'm just going to keep doing this for mood and ambiance, but it's getting it's waking its way through.
Has anyone rescued?
Put me back on my horse.
Yeah, he got him. They got him. He's unconscious.
Hold on. It was my understanding that we were like inside a ditch.
Yeah,
with 2 walls on it.
And there's 2 walls. It's trying to make its way through those 2 walls.
Oh, so like it got too narrow and it's trying to
push through. Yeah.
All right. How much space do I have on behind us, or are we stuck in there's a wall behind us?
There's just 2 walls along, and then it opens up again, and it leads you out. Because it brings you back up to the top level.
I will attempt to ride at it once again with a lance.
I can ride at it with my sword.
I've got a sword.
You're not.
You're unconscious.
I still have 8 health levels left.
You don't have a horse. What do you want to do?
I still have a sword, and I'm still a knight. I will not be dragged away from battle when I can recklessly charge towards the fiend.
Tom, what do you want to do?
Oh, well, I could try to heal him, but not if he's actually running around fighting.
Is his first aid actually going to help get me back in the fight here?
Yeah, you'll be a little tougher.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll submit to heat. All right, to first aid.
I'm
going to
charge at it with
all right.
My horse.
You guys don't want to regroup
a little
bit? I'm
going to give him first aid then.
Okay, so so you have to escort him to get first aid, because you are sword brothers and you all want to make sure each other's safe. The boar is starting to claw its way through, though, bit by bit.
17.
Hang on. We're going to do this first. So, quick first aid roll, sir.
Okay. I rolled 20 under 20.
You critical hit.
Oh, thank God.
Derek, you're feeling amazing! He has a quick bandage of you. You feel like your bones have been reset. Your arms are fine. For now, I'm not going to say how many health points you got back, but for now, you feel like you're in fighting condition.
Fantastic. I run back.
How many criticals have
we
rolled in this session?
I don't know. I think your dice are weighted. Now, are you guys all going to mount up and kill this fucking thing?
Yes.
Yep.
Hell yeah. All right. Lance is up, motherfuckers. Let's finish this shit. Let's see if he gets through.
I'm going to go at it with my sword.
Sword?
Okay. As am I.
You're all patched up. I'm running at the boar with my sword.
Bring it closer. I want to hit it with my sword. So the Lancers are going to hit first.
Are you sure your reckless is only 16?
That's high enough.
Actually, could I get between them since I'm sort just because it's I slash and they lance?
You have to negotiate that with them first, because the lances will get there first.
Your lances have longer reach, so you'd be able to reach around me better?
Excuse me?
Or over me?
I'm sorry, are you asking if you can ride on the front of my horse?
You want me... You know what I could do? I could run in first, slash the thing, you can come in behind me, and then these guys can lance the fucker.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Does that work?
All right. If both the sword guys are on the same horse, because you're minus a horse at this point.
Yep. All right. Let's tag team this bitch.
All right, first up, the sword rolls. Because yep. You guys are deciding to go first, then the two... Are you lancing or are you bow and arrowing?
I can use my spear.
Up to you, man.
I'd lance. Just try and lance, Tommy.
Up to you. No, whatever he does better in, because really...
I'm better at spear than lance.
Okay, then.
I'm equally good at spear and bow. I think spear would do more damage. Yeah, right, especially if I go after that gaping eye wound.
Sure. All right, then. So, first up is going to be... It's going to be the sword guys, then the spear, then the lance, because it's the longest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so first up, sword guys. Fucking hell, I cannot dodge right, for shit.
Okay, am I rolling damage or to hit?
Rolling to hit.
Okay. 17 under 20.
Okay, you hit.
8 under 20.
You hit. You both hit. Roll your damage, boys. 66. Okay.
That's 5.
No, wait, 3. No, sorry. Your damage pools. You're using your swords. Right, I apologize.
Yeah.
Roll your damage pools. 10,
15, 18, 19.
19? Whatever that is. Yeah, give it to the GM to decide. That'll work out great. 13.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
13. Both of your swords go into the boar's flesh, but it doesn't seem to slow it down that much. It's still coming and impaling itself further on your swords as you hear...
Can I twist my sword?
Well, it's all happening at the same time, okay. So one sec. As it spits and a little spittle of acid is hitting your armor and starting to sizzle and burn away.
Oh.
Yep.
This wasn't a great plan, but it was the reckless plan.
I like it.
Next up is the Spear Boy.
All right.
Spear Boy.
Is it the same rules if I do it by hand or throw it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw it because that's the safer thing.
Okay.
Gerard the Pious, the Prudent, and the Pansy.
What? He's the one who's going to save us because he can heal us later.
Yeah. Brave Sir Gerard.
Like
shut up! He can't shoot back in fighting condition. You'd have been taking a penalty otherwise.
Okay, 10 under 15.
Perfect. You hit him.
Okay.
Roll 46.
Here, these days suck, but...
Here, do you want to try mine? Mine are blessed by the Emperor of Mankind.
I'm just going to really? See what happens
here.
They
came from my
40k
here.
Set. Oh, jeez.
Come on, a lot of sixes.
10.
No.
All right. You hurl your spear, goes right directly into the boar's socket wound and impales. It is still coming. Conal, he's making his way through that pass. He's
do
spitting
I do
ass.
Horsemanship or do I simply do lance?
Lance. Horsemanship's if you need to do a trick on your horseman roll. It's going to be a little bit... What's your lanceman?
Lance is 10.
Lance is 10?
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord bless this rocket lance and all who use this rocket lance.
This is my lance. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Oh, for fuck's...
Insert the heartbeat sound here.
10.
Yes!
Critical
roll
hits!
Your
possible.
Damage!
66, Connell, oh boy!
Man, we need to play here more often.
Yeah, seriously.
Do an arrow style, Connell.
All sixes.
Whoa.
I've seen it happen.
6, 6, 5, 4, 2, and 2. Who's better at math than me? let's see. We've got 10, 21, 25.
25 total? Yes. Times 2? Okay.
Times 2 is
15. As
wow.
Sir L'Oreal rises, arcs his spear, and his lance through the air. We're going to cut for the end of the episode because we're at time.
Yeah.
You dirty son of a bitch! I'll kill you! I'll kill them both and I'll stab them again! Ah, very
so,
well.
So, with that, you're going to have to all come back next week and find out what happened. You only have to wait 5 minutes. I sure you a crawl, boy. As we next meet on These Warriors Are Terrible, I am, of course, an insatiable douchebag for delaying this kind of an information, and my players are...
Mike the Birdman Dodd.
Connell Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust.
Derek the Bard.
Tom, he's an evil genius Wyatt.
And I'm, as always, Big Mike the 4-4s. I might have said that again. It doesn't matter, because these warriors are terrible, but not that terrible, because it looks like they might just kill the twat boar. Later!
Critical hit, bitches!
We're gonna be knights of the round table, guys!
Spoon!
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!